I really wish you could meet our chief. Her name's Jackie, Jackie Thomas. She's a pretty tough woman. She's been traveling all around. Actually, she'll be in Toronto in a couple of days. Enbridge and the federal government want to build a pipeline through Archaeo, our territory. Chief Jackie says no way, not without consent. She went to Ottawa and spoke on Parliament Hill. She went to Calgary, too. They look pretty cool with their banner. No pipeline without consent, it said. I should show you a picture. Our teacher told us about the pipeline. The whole thing seems pretty stupid to me. They want to send bitumen from the tar sands over to the BC coast and put it in enormous supertankers to go to China. The pipeline will have to cross something like 1,000 streams. Our land has already been butchered by logging companies. We already said no to them, but that didn't stop them. We still use the plants for traditional medicine. Well, some people do. We stand up and say no to this pipeline, but nobody listens. Indigenous sovereignty, whatever. Since when does sovereignty mean you get no choice? That the government will change laws to ensure that you have no voice? And when the pipeline is approved, no matter what nobody says, Indigenous sovereignty, what a joke. I'll tell you who's really worried, the coastal bands in places like Bella Bella. You should have seen when the hearing panel got to Bella Bella and the whole community came out with signs and the leaders wore traditional dress. The people from the panel pretty much turned around and went home. I think they got the message. Just imagine what would happen if a tanker spilled or the pipeline leaked. People say that just because we buy food from a grocery store, that our land doesn't mean anything to us anymore. Just because we don't hunt our own meat and pick our own berries, that means we don't get a say anymore. But I asked the people in Bella Bella, how would they feel if a tanker spilled? Imagine the Great Bear Rainforest shoreline covered in oil. Remember when that pipeline leaked in Michigan a couple years ago? Took forever to get that cleaned up. And we're just Indians. Good luck getting Enbridge or the government to clean anything up on our land. They'd say, it's your land now. You clean it up. I wish someone would listen to us for once. I just want someone to think that we would be losing something so that some fancy oil executive could make some more money. You want to talk about rights? This is about a lot more than just some pipeline.